Welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. I'm excited to say hello to the globe. Each week, I'll bring you new ideas to your spiritual path by letting you hear how other folks have walked their path or how they awakened. The planet, the solar system, and every being in it is waking up in some way. There's always bigger, brighter waves to surf that will change our world. So grab your boards. Hello, and welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. Today, we're going to be doing something we haven't done in a while, and that is surfing with our higher selves. And so sometimes we know exactly what that means, and other times we're like, what is higher self even mean? Where is it? Where did it go? It was there a couple months ago, and now it's like not there. So it's a very sort of squishy topic. There's lots of folks around the globe that are like talking about how much they know what that is. And so as a spirit and a body, in a human body this lifetime, we have lots of options and lots of ways that we can split our energy apart, bring it together. We can be a very big energy in a room. We can have this energy come in and out of our bodies. We can be very big or small energetically, depending on the day and the situation. And so sometimes that idea of our higher self or the bigger part of you kind of gets a little lost. And so today we're going to look around our space and see where it is. It's always there. But sometimes in meditation, we're thinking about the earth and grounding to the earth, you know, kind of harmonizing with the earth. And then we're bringing in solar light. And even if you don't do all that and you do other kinds of meditation, eventually you're doing that. And it's the same kind of idea with the higher self concept. And everybody has a different version of that for themselves. Sometimes they feel a pressure on their head. Sometimes they feel like arms sort of wrapping around them, giving them a hug. Sometimes it's somebody standing next to you side by side. And that feels very familiar. Other times it's like a fluttering kind of energy that comes by, says hello, and keeps going. So there's many different things we have going on as a spirit, and our everyday selves, that regular self that's, you know, taking care of business, going to work, I don't know, doing other errands around town, hanging out with family and friends, that sort of regular self doesn't always include the higher self in their activities. And that's okay, but you can. It is an option. So sometimes we get scared, we get excited, we get all twisted up in knots sometimes. Sometimes that a fear will take over and we split ourselves apart because we're trying to hide ourselves from whatever the fear thing is. And then when we start to put ourselves back together, it's kind of like, somebody's helping me. And so it's not just this regular everyday self that's gathering all the pieces of ourselves back together. There's other parts of us that are available. And sometimes we forget that they're there. And so we're kind of looking at this from a different perspective. And it's that space where if you were your own cosmic self, you have different ways of moving energy in and out of the body. You have a different style of how you run energy through your space. So this isn't necessarily a religious or spiritual type of practice, although you might have heard some of those things in those areas in other parts of your life, and that's great. And then some folks are still sort of tied to that higher self being an angel or a guardian angel, and that's okay too. I'm not quite worried about how you get there, but just as long as you know which one belongs to you. And the problem is that you have many beings that hang out and help you. And so who are they? Where'd they come from? And do you even care? or just, you know, you're halfway mid through your conversation and you're, you know, you don't know really how it's got started, but you're still talking to them. And that's great too. So along the way in this meditation, hopefully you'll be able to sort of see the difference between your higher self, what you might have show up as a guardian angel or a spirit guide. Some of us have very different categories of spirit guides along the way, but that's different from your higher self. But is it like really far away from a spirit guide? I don't know. So it's different for everyone. What we want to know is, where is your higher self? How are you using that space? Is it something that's only used for special occasions? Or should you be using it every day? The bigger part of you has kind of a plan for you this lifetime, and those plans are always being adjusted and fine-tuned. So, you know, what is happening between that communication between you and that higher self? Sometimes it's called the bigger self, but that might just be location. So sometimes we can imagine the higher self being out in front of us, being behind us, but or way above our head, or it might be a spiritual vibration of our regular selves flowing into a bigger sort of energy. And so that's where all this sort of religious angels, celestials starts kind of, you know, percolating in the back of your mind. So we want to be open to whoever else shows up. But we're on a quest today to talk to, communicate, enjoy our higher selves today. We'll do a couple of different healings, see how we do with that. We're going to hopefully receive different communications from our higher selves. But it's very interesting when you try to sit down in meditation and you're concentrating on kind of just this body space and where you are in present time. All that's great. And then this higher self idea just kind of fades away. Like it's almost to the point where you're like, excuse me, I'm meditating right now, come back later. And so that sounds really funny, but actually you can be inviting this energy in and around you all the time, whether it's mundane tasks or very special events. You don't need to be sort of regulated in how you use your own higher self energy. I think this idea was in the back of my mind because I heard somewhere recently someone saying something about talking to someone else's higher self. And I was like, what? What does that mean? And yet years ago, I probably knew what that exactly meant. And so it's a changing type of energy. So you want to be aware as you get into meditation that whatever you thought it was, it might be different today. And that's okay. It's just that you're growing as a spirit. And so there's more of you, and there's more of you that's in your body. And then the higher self is doing something else because there's more of you in your body. You've learned some things. You've used different energies. We've gotten good at stuff. We've gotten good at moving energy around. And yet at the same time, there's still more and more and more and more to learn. So we have done kind of deep dives in meditation on the show where we look at past lives, past incarnations, and where that knowledge is. Well, the higher self is another way to tap into all the knowledge that you already know. But when you're in meditation and you're struggling to find an answer for something, you might want to reach out to that higher self, and then it gets all jumbled and confused. And so we want to set the space today where it's a space you can come back to. You know what that is. And so when you are in distress or you need a meditation to sort of calm you down, and it's not just a regular meditation day, this is one of those days where you get stuff done. You want to be able to find this space. And so it's not so much that you've lost your higher self and it's somewhere floating around the cosmos. It's that you are approaching that higher self from a different space. And so today we're going to find that space and we're going to remember what that is so you can come back to it again and again. And if you never talk to your higher self again, that's okay, but you probably will. So let's just take a deep breath. And we want to be in this space behind our eyes in the sixth chakra. We want to use the sixth chakra today because I'd like you to feel different parts of the body that might be affected when the higher self is very close to you. And there is a little space in there of where you wonder, is this me? Is this me that I'm feeling? It feels familiar, but is it me? So any of those questions, I'd like you to put a rose outside of your aura. For all those weird questions you're going to ask yourself in this meditation, and we're just going to ground it back to the center of the earth. Because what we'd like to do is experience and not so much analyze and figure it out. So we want to get to that part of where we can set the space and return to this space. And in this certain space, you can talk to your higher self. So let's take another deep breath. I'd like you to climb into that space behind your eyes, center of your head. You might want to look around and see what else is in the center of your head. In the center of your head, if you look up, do you see other things? Do you have a lot of space in here? I'd like you to let that space be as big as you need it and just have it vibrate at a gold energy. Your higher self might be in here, sitting in a chair at the back. Just if you notice, I'd like you to just let it be there. Great. And then as with most of our meditations, from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, we're going to say hello to the earth with the grounding cord. So this cord can look like a column of light. And it opens up that communication with the earth in a very big way. As humans, we're always connected to the earth, but when we do it consciously, we really want to invite the earth in. And so you might notice that the earth says hello back. You might notice some of that earth energy starts to flow through the soles of the feet, through the legs and the hips, and into that first chakra at the base of the spine. That earth energy starts to bubble up through the lower chakras along the spine, passing the heart, over the shoulders, down the arms. And some of that earth energy will fountain out of the hand chakras, so you can keep those open. I'd like you to just check if there's any sort of higher self energy that might be hanging around your hands. That happens sometimes. And I'd like you to let that earth energy continue up the spine, through the fifth chakra at the throat, through the center of the head, and out the top of the head. You might want to notice if there's any energy around the top of the head. It sort of seems like your higher self. And then the other energy we want to draw attention to is that connection to our great big sun that we see every day. I'd like you to imagine a great big golden sun above your head. Let that start to flow through the crown chakra, that seventh chakra, top of the head. That solar light will continue down the back channels of the spine into that first chakra, the base of the spine. And it'll start to flow up the front of the chakras and out the top of the head. That solar light will continue from the base of the spine through the grounding cord. And that solar light can also continue through the legs and over the shoulders, down the arms and out the palms of the hands. Great. You might notice that there's other energies floating around. And so is that in your aura, outside your aura? If you have some questions coming up, we'd like a rose outside of your aura. You can ground it to the center of the earth. And any questions that come up that you're not going to address right now, you can put them into that rose outside your aura. And then I'd like you to bring in your aura closer to the body, about 3 feet above you, below you, side to side, front and back. During our days, these days, the aura can get really big. It can get very close to the body. It's changing all the time. And so in meditation, you want to say hello to where that aura boundary is. Just sort of notice if it's a color. Are there things floating around in layers of your aura outside the body? Sometimes we have lots of projects or conversations we'll get back to, or other to-do lists that float around our aura. So I'd like you to just let any of that energy just ground back to the center of the earth. So that aura is connected to earth energy and cosmic energy. So as that cosmic energy comes in, it's flowing through your space, it's mixing with earth energy. All that solar light is coming out of the soles of the feet, palms of the hands, and out the crown, just like the earth energy. And over time, that solar light and that earth energy become a column of light. And in between all of these energies from the sun and the earth is our own energy. And I'd like you to notice what color that is right now. So these earth energies, these solar light energies, help you to kind of see where you are in all of this. Where's your energy flowing? Is it flowing through all parts of the body? All through the aura? Does it seem like some of your own energy is changing colors? Is it moving fast? Does it move faster than earth energy or cosmic energy? Just notice those streams of light. It might be multicolored. It might have other qualities to it. Great. And as you look around your aura, look around your body space. You want to do this from the center of your head. You can imagine this image of your body and the aura out in front of you. And I'd like you to notice or feel or see with that third eye, where that higher self is. Is there a connection to that higher self? Is it sitting in the back of your aura? Is it above your head? And is it your higher self? Sometimes we have other spirit guides that we like to talk to so much that we talk to them and not our higher selves. All of that's fine. But I'd like you to notice and put up on that screen in front of you any of the energies, spirit guides, guardian angels, other angels that are floating around your space. We have lots of helpers. And so the distinction is that they might be helping you, but your higher self is you. What you might be seeing as the higher self might just be a little tiny sliver of how big you really are. So just sort of notice on the screen out in front of you, are you noticing lots of helpers? Are they in a particular area of your aura or your body? Sometimes we stuff all the helpers, spirit guides, in our heart, or somewhere else in the body. Sometimes they're very big, tall energies that sort of come around us, loom over us, as they kind of usher us along. So just notice that space. And then if your higher self could appear, I'd like you to imagine that higher self above your head. Like a foot above your head, so it's in your aura. It's 12 inches away. It's above your head. You might want to reach up and notice what that energy feels like. Palms open. Just sort of put your hands up in the air above your head. Just notice that energy. You might want to allow that higher self energy to flow over you, around you, front and back, side to side, all the way through your space, your body space, internally, all the way out to the first layer of your aura. It's like an overlay of your higher self. You're still in the center of your head as you allow this to continue. This energy might look a little different, a little different color to it maybe, a little different quality. It might feel like a blanket that you're putting over your shoulders. That overlay might have a feel to it. You might notice that you can feel everything at once about your body when you do this. I'd like you to just allow a couple of moments here for that integration with your higher self to happen. Notice a different type of meditative experience happening. might notice a different light around you. Just take a deep breath. And just notice this feeling, this experience of the higher self around you. Any questions coming up, you can just let them float out to that rose outside your aura. Just notice the space. I'd like you to ask that higher self, for a healing throughout the body. You want to be general here, because the higher self knows what's going on with you. Just allow and receive that energy. As this continues, I'd like you to just allow yourself to be in the center of your head. You have a screen out in front of you. Your higher self is doing its thing. You might have noticed that the color the higher self has might be different than your regular self. And out in front of you, I'd like you to just notice how many other helpers you have out there. You might see them all lined up in front of you through that sixth chakra clairvoyant space. And so not only do you have your higher self, but you have all of these other energies helping you out. You might notice the healing is starting to slow down. And I'd like you to allow that higher self to work with you where you two will meet up. Sometimes we meet spirits in the middle of the night in dream time. Sometimes it's a certain meditation space. Sometimes during our day, there's a little lull in the energy and we might have a few minutes to ourselves. There might be a place in your body that you'd like the higher self to be, or a place to tap into when you need it. So I'd like you to converse with that higher self. And create a space where you can be in connection with that higher self whenever you need to, and that you'll remember. It can be in the place in the body, in the aura, in the chakra. We're not trying to contain the higher self. We're just trying to look at where we can meet continually. Sometimes we like the feeling of being saying hello to us from the top of our head. Other times we imagine a space within a chakra. That might look a certain way. There might be other symbols you'll use between you and your higher self. And as you do this, the overlay of the higher self is still there. Take a deep breath. Notice that space. So now that you know where in your space you'll meet up with your higher self, that's great. And then I'd like you to return to that healing space again. That higher self is still enveloping you. I'd like you to establish an energy that comes from your body to your higher self. You can imagine it coming right off the top of your head. It can be like a tether from like your shoulder. Sometimes we think about anchor points in the body of the shoulders and the hips. Sometimes we think about it happening with the energy around the head. And sometimes we think about other ways to connect from the heart space. So just notice what you prefer. And I'd like you to establish a connection from that space to your higher self. And I'd like you to receive that energy back from the higher self connecting to you. To that same point. You might notice different energies leaving your space as you do this, and that just has to do with you raising your vibration. And other energies fall away. You're grounded, so that's great. It's going back to the center of the earth, whatever that is. You don't even have to look at it. But But I'd like you to think about that connection that you are creating with your higher self, and your higher self is creating with you. So as you connect, you'll be receiving another healing. And you might notice that the higher self communicates in symbols sometimes, not just colors or other images. As you receive this energy from your higher self, you might notice lots of streams of information, knowledge, healing vibrations are coming in as symbols or something else. Great. We want to ask now that the higher self show you energy that you'll be moving into. And so we're always changing and growing into new spaces. And you might get a sneak peek from your higher self. And they can show you using the sixth chakra little screen out in front of you. You might notice it there. Sometimes we want to get a sneak peek of the energy we'll be moving into, not just the situations. You might notice different ways of communication that are happening. Okay, you might want to take a deep breath. You might want to notice that your aura might have gotten a little bigger. The energy around your body might be changing different colors. You're still connected to the center of the earth. You're still connected to the sun. That higher self has that overlay around you. And so now that you are in this connected space with your higher self, sometimes a fun thing to do is to say hello to other people in your life and their higher self. We just want to say hello. We don't want to solve problems. We don't want to heal in this moment. We just want to say hello. And sometimes the acknowledgement of the higher self and the body of that other person opens up all sorts of other types of communication. So we want to try that. So when next time someone says, say hello to their higher self, you're going to be like, wait a minute, give me 5 minutes and then I'll do it. So just take a deep breath. Allow yourself to feel comfortable in your body with this overlay of your higher self. And out in front of you, on that screen out in front of you, from that sixth chakra, you might notice different family members, friends pop up. We want to say hello to their higher selves, those individuals in our lives that we see a lot, interact with a lot. We're just saying hello. You might notice that it looks like either two hellos or one big hello to the body and to their higher self. You might notice some out in front of you might already be connected to their higher self. And so we're not healing here, we're just saying hello. And sometimes it's helpful to say it within your own head out to those folks out in front of you. You might get a couple of hellos back. If you do, great. If you don't, it's okay. It's still great. There you go. Just take a deep breath, come back to that center of the head space. And as you're connected to your higher self, you have this overlay over you. You're connected to the earth and the sun. I'd like you to communicate with your higher self. Some of the things you might need or desire or want in your current life and lifestyle. As you communicate to your higher self, it might be with words, it might be with pictures or symbols. Or the other part to this is that you might notice that the things you thought you wanted, you don't really care about right now because your higher self is here and you're hanging out and it's great. So there might be a vibration of contentment that is also nice to receive as well. Great. All right. So I'd like you to imagine that that higher self is going to move to that spot where you decided that they're going to hang out. And I'd like you to notice the change of energy from an overlay to a different spot in the body or the aura or chakra. Just sort of notice that change. It happens pretty quickly. And so you have two options of saying hello to your higher self, whether it's connected to some place within the body or it's moving through your space kind of in that overlay way. So you already have two options there. We've kind of explored how to communicate back and forth with the higher self, and it's very different than a spirit guide, so to speak. And for now, out in front of you, you might have noticed those spirit guides were moving sort of to the back of that screen. And I'd like you to let your spirit guides that you hang out with all the time to just come around the edges of your aura for now. We still want them around, but they can be on the kind of the inside, outside of that aura space. They're close to the edge. Just want to let that higher self have as much space as it can within the body where it's hanging out or wherever else you have it hanging out. And I'd like you to allow your regular self to climb up into that space in the crown chakra on top of your head. Just want to allow for a little bit of a different perspective as this higher self energy makes its way through your space, your body, your layers of your aura. You want to allow for this connection to make its way through all your cells, muscles, cellular processes going on in the body. There's a lot of receiving that we've been doing, and that's not always how we operate. So it's a different way to practice the communication with ourselves and our spirit and our higher self. And as we hang out on top of our head, we're even a little more distant from the emotions of all of it. You might want to start pulling in more earth energy into your body through the soles of the feet, through the legs. Allow that first chakra that's connected to the center of the earth to receive more earth energy. That flow through the body. You might notice you can also receive lots more solar light coming in through the body, top of the head, flowing through the arms and legs, all the way through the crowning cord. That solar light is filling up the aura. So you're noticing the difference between the earth energy, the solar light, your higher self energy, your regular self energy. You might notice all the different types of energy flowing through your body. You might notice another little energy percolating here, and that's that energy of sacred space. It's where you're telling yourself a secret, but it's really not. It's just the energy of that sacred communication between you and you. It's that space of where you can give yourself all the attention you need. And it's coming from your higher self. You might notice some of the spirit guides on the outside of your aura. Some might be on the inside of your aura. That's okay. You can pull in that aura about 2 feet above you, below you, side to side, front and back. Just want to sort of reorientate ourselves. You want to take it slowly for the rest of the day. You want to keep bringing in earth and cosmic energy. Keep filling up. You've had a very big exchange of energy in a very short period of time, so you want to be gentle with yourself. So out in front of you, I'd like you to release that rose that we had for all of your questions going back to the center of the earth. I'd like you to release that rose. And around your aura, I'd like you to put 4 roses, front and back, side to side. They could just be gold. And it's just a little layer of energy. It'll give you a little bit more space as you go out into the world, full of your higher self, full of your own energy. You just want to acknowledge that you moved a lot of energy and information around, and you received a lot of energy, which is something we don't always really think about. When we're working with the earth and the sun, we don't really think about the fact that we're actually receiving energy from them. But when we're receiving higher self energy, then you're like, oh, that is something different. All right. So for the rest of the day, you want to just be easy with yourself. Notice where that higher self is during the day. Is it in the place you decided? Does it go other places? Is it coming in and out? Does it say hello to you during the day? That's always fun. It's usually happening, and half the time we miss it. So just notice all the different new things that are going to happen over the next couple days. And I'd like you to stay tuned for more on InFlow Radio. For surfing the psychic waves with me today on InFlowRadio.com. You can find me on Twitter at Christina Surfing, or find me surfing the psychic waves on SoundCloud or on Facebook, and let me know what waves you're surfing.
This show is brought to you by InFlowRadio.com. The best curated talk radio network for personal development, wellness, spirituality, and conscious business.